Harvest. We'll come back to that in a minute. Harvest. Harvest is a time to say thank you, isn't it? That's partly what we're here for today, is to actually say thank you to God for all that God has given us. But I think it's also a great time to actually hear God's call again, to say, actually, will you actually go and join in with God in making a difference in this world and in serving people? And I don't know whether you heard story that Eleanor read out from the Bible. Jesus talked about harvest there. And one of the things he said was that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. Will you send people out into the harvest field to bring in God's harvest? And Jesus there wasn't talking about grain and fields and that, but he was talking about the harvest of people. Because it was talking about how Jesus went from town to town and told people about Jesus and actually healed their diseases and showed God's love for them. And that's what actually God invites each one of us to do, to be actually people who go out into the harvest field, to the harvest of people, and to actually particularly find the needy and to find those who are lonely and to find those who need our support and perhaps haven't got as much as we have, to find those who actually don't know God, who are empty in their lives and need to know God, and for us to join in with that. And that's what Ben and Katie have been doing. That's what we can see from what the video that we've just watched, that Ben and Katie are there actually bringing in God's harvest, of showing God's love and of telling people as they do that about Jesus. And so I wanted us to think a little about what it means for us to be people who join in with God and bring in the harvest. And I need 3 volunteers. Can I have some volunteers? I would love to have some volunteers. Brilliant. Come up, Alfie. Great. And who else is going to... Can you come help us? Can you come up? Annette? All right. Oh, great. Actually, you come up. And do you want to come up as well? Please. No? Ed, okay, up you come, Ed. Oh, fantastic. Now, I've got with me some... Come on, Ed. Are you coming? All right. I've got with me some fruit and veg. And I'm going to give this one to you. What's your name? What's your name?
Leslie.
Okay. I'm going to give this one to you. And I'm going to give this one to you. And I'm going to give this one to you. And each of these fruit and veg have got some connection with our human bodies with them. So can we have a look at the first one? Can we have a look and see what's inside? Can you show everybody what you've got there?
Potato.
You've got a potato. And now the question is, what connection have we got between a potato and our human bodies? Which bit of our body does a potato have? Anyone know? Eyes! Fantastic. Now, if you can see one of those other ones, we talk about, look, there's my potato with an eye on it. We talk about the eyes of the potatoes, where the roots come from. Can you hold that one up? And I want us to remember that actually, if we are to be people who bring in God's harvest, then we need to have eyes which see things as God sees them. We need to ask God to give us his eyes so that when we see people around us, that actually we will see people with the needs that God sees, that God will show us which people particularly need us to help them. So there's the first thing. We need to have eyes. Can you go and stand over there? That's it. Mind the wire. Whoops. We need to have eyes of God. Now, what have we got next?
Bananas.
We've got some bananas. Now, any ideas what bit of our bodies bananas are? Legs. What does it look like?
Legs.
I think, look, hands, yeah? I think we talk about hand of bananas. That looks like a hand of bananas, doesn't it? And I think actually that reminds us that actually Jesus says, will you go and be my hands and my feet? Because actually Jesus, what we heard in the story, Jesus has gone back to heaven to be with his Father. But actually instead he leaves us to do his work. And we saw on there with Ben and Katie. Ben and Katie were the people that actually were being God's hands and feet in Iringa, in Tanzania there. They were able to show and demonstrate God's love by what they did and how they treated others. So the banana reminds us that we are called to be God's hands and God's feet. And Ed, what have we got here?
I've got cabbage.
No, you haven't got cabbage.
Lettuce.
It's a lettuce. Good thing you know your greens. And what does lettuce have to do with the human body? A heart. If you open it up, look. This one's got a heart inside it. Isn't that clever? Can you hold that?
Yeah.
And the thing I loved in that reading was that actually, why did Jesus go and tell people about God? Why did he go and heal the sick? It said, because he had compassion. Because actually Jesus really, really cared for those people. That word compassion means actually to suffer with. And actually to suffer with in a way that actually leads us to do action, leads us to do something about it. And so the other thing I think we need, if we're going to be out going out in God's harvest field, is we need to say, God, will you give us your heart for people? Will you help us to have your heart for those people who don't yet know Jesus? Will you help us to have your heart for those people perhaps who don't have enough food or who are lonely? And so I want us to remember, if we're going to be God's harvesters, if we're going to go out into God's harvest field, then I think we need to have eyes of God. We need to ask God to give us his eyes to see the needs around us. We need to ask God to help us be his hands and his feet so that we can actually go and demonstrate God's love and proclaim God's love too with our mouths. And we need to ask God to give us his heart for people, that we may go and have his heart to reach this broken world. And I think that's what Ben and Katie have, all of those things. They've seen the need. They've gone and done something about it because they've got God's heart for those people. So I think that's a great thing that we can pray for. Shall we put all these up on here so that that reminds us? Because we might, if we've got time, come back to these at the end. So, okay. Thank you, you three. You've been brilliant. That's it. Pop back to your seat now. Thank you. If I take the bag. Thank you very much. Let's give them a round of applause. And I think we're going to have a song now, aren't we? And I think Jenny is going to come and lead us in a special Tanzanian song. Villages and tell people of Jesus. And it reminds us that actually Jesus talked about living water, didn't he? Because actually if we don't have water in our lives, if there's no water on that field, actually nothing's going to grow. And that's why Jesus said, I am the living water. I can actually transform the deserts of our lives into pools of water, pools of refreshments for us. That actually in Jesus, we can find new life and new hope. And that's why when we're being sent out into the harvest fields, we're not there simply to look for the needs. We're not there simply to actually be Jesus' hands and feet and to have Jesus' heart. But we're there also to tell people of the living water that Jesus is, to give them the best thing that we can ever give them, which is Jesus himself. So I pray that actually we can support that work at the school there, and that actually in our lives this week, that we can go out to the different places that we are and pray that we'll be the hands and feet of Jesus and have opportunities to share God's living water. And I just wanted to mention a couple of things really, particularly, which is examples of people that are doing things here in our congregation. Roger, stand up, Roger. Roger is part of Street Pastors in Worcester. And actually where he goes out and he supports people who are just perhaps not in their right minds late at night. And actually is the hands and feet and just shares the love of God with them. If you want to know more about Street Pastors, there's a open evening which is coming up in a week or so's time. Catch Roger at the end. Roger will tell you more about it. They need more workers for the harvest fields. And I haven't, thanks Roger. And the other one, Eloise, can you stand up? I haven't told you about this at all. But I just want Eloise and other people at the Chase School particularly, you know, they're starting Youth Alpha in the next few, is it next week? On Tuesday, there. Eloise has been round, I've been told by my son, every single class in year seven to tell them about Youth Alpha starting. Isn't that amazing? And actually, we want to pray that actually there's great opportunities there to actually go out into the harvest field of the Chase School. And we pray for Eloise and all the others who will be involved, that actually God would do something amazing there. So we particularly pray for that. Sorry for embarrassing you, Eloise. I meant to tell you beforehand.